March 11th, 2024, has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the CoStar, and posted in the Borough Hall of Massapan, and in the schools within the time limit prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Waldman? Mr. Sonne?
Yes.
Mr. Monahan?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Here.
Mrs. Kavanaugh?
Yes.
Mr. D'Ambrosio?
Here.
Mr. Bibble?
Here.
Mr. Lefredo?
Here.
Mrs. Malone?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino? Mrs. Pollak?
Here.
Mrs. Serino?
Here.
Josephine Presby?
Here.
Cassidy Murray?
Here.
Megan Leggett?
Here.
Donovan Brown?
Here.
Jeff Parham? Mission Statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined committee of the whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. And we'll now move to the
We're going to do student board reports, and Megan has decided she's going to go last, right? We're going to talk about that, so we'll start with Joey.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I will be giving an update on the recent and upcoming events here at Manasquan High School regarding our student life. We've had some very exciting events recently that have brought our students together. For example, on March 7th, just last week, the Student Council hosted a sophomore semi-dance with the theme A Night in Black and White. It was a great success, and the sophomores had a lot of fun at the semi. Just a day earlier than that, on March 6th, the Student Council also held our annual spikeball tournament. It was a very fun and energetic competition, and we'd like to congratulate Dax Klein and Dylan Liu for taking first place. Another ongoing initiative in our high school is the Caught Living Like a Warrior campaign. Each month, the school recognizes students who exemplify our school's core values. For February, the theme was empathy, and we're proud to highlight those who show understanding and kindness towards others. Looking ahead, we're also excited for some upcoming events. On March 21st, we will be holding our annual Swanathon event, which is a 12-hour dance-a-thon fundraiser. It's a challenging yet very rewarding event that unites our student body for a great cause, and I am personally very excited for it. Also, on March 18th, the Academy of Finance will be hosting its annual fashion show, where students are able to showcase clothing from local retailers to support the Academy of Finance. I am looking forward to the rest of the school year and all the great things to come with it. Thank you.
All right, and for academics, first off, our juniors are going through NJGPA testing this week in English and math. And then our High School Science Honor Society students judged at the Elementary School Science Fair, providing guidance and inspiration, strengthening school ties, and fostering love for science in younger students. They also had set up their own project about catapults and taught kids about physics and energy. Thank you.
Manasquan High School celebrates winter sports success and kicks off spring season. Manasquan High School had an exciting winter sports season with big wins and outstanding performances from many athletes. Both the boys and girls basketball teams won the Central Jersey Group 2 sectional championship this past Saturday against Rumson Fairhaven, showing off great teamwork and dedication. Congratulations to all. Two students will proudly represent Manasquan class of 2025 in their sports. Griffin Lindstra plays soccer and basketball, while Angelina George George competes in track and field. They have worked hard to succeed in many sports. In wrestling, Michael O'Connor had an amazing performance, winning the District 23 tournament and making Manasquan proud. The school also had an amazing female athletes for the National Girls and Women's in Sports Awards. These girls include Summer Evanish, girls tennis, Gia Restivo, girls soccer, and Danny Forrester from the girls softball and volleyball team. These athletes are great leaders and role models for our school, showing dedication and skill in their sports. Now that winter sports have ended, spring sports are in full swing. After a successful winter season, Manasquan athletes are ready for more great moments in the spring.
And I'll be presenting the arts for our high school. So Manasquan High School's Drama Club is thrilled to present the Addams Family Musical. And it's an experience that's held in the Jack Nicholson Theater March 12th through the 15th. And we have 5 performances, so there are plenty of chances to catch this fantastic show. And we also recently held a special event backstage on Broad Street where attendees got a sneak peek and met the cast. We're so proud of our students' hard work, and we invite you to come and enjoy their incredible talent. And speaking of singing and dancing, we are excited to turn it over to a short video that will definitely put you in the mood to do so. On recommendation from Manasquan High School's alumni and professional performer, Chris Spinella, enjoy the following video about American Young Voices, a program that students in our district will be participating in.
That's my first question. Have you ever been to a concert before?
No.
Never?
Never. But I saw one of my mom's job. It was like in a church basement right there when they gave shows. So I don't know if that counts.
It's really like amazing. I don't know how else to describe it.
It's the most joyful and creative thing I've ever seen before.
Whether you're a child or a grown-up, the thrill is playing in an arena with an energy that's beyond what you can imagine.
I thought I was a pop star. I was famous.
This is an experience that you cannot find anywhere else.
There's 5,000 other children singing with me. It's crazy.
The physical experience of all those voices, their sound waves hitting you, it really is an experience that's hard to verbalize.
For them to be able to experience a huge concert venue and getting to sing with other kids from different schools, different districts, different backgrounds was huge.
It was the best day ever in my life.
Sing at Carnegie Hall, and the costs are astronomical. What was different with AYV, it was a flat rate for the schools, no matter if you brought 3 kids or you brought 300.
Ready? Jack and Jill, yep, went up the hill to
get snug. It's something that's just thrown together. Everything is thought out. It's meticulously done for the betterment of all our students.
They give you the lyric sheets, they give you the score, the YouTube recordings set and ready to go, and there's so many wonderful teaching opportunities. They give you the lesson plans and these state standards. Like, it's literally like the perfect package.
All the teachers get together for the workshop, and Francisco goes over what his vision is for each song and how, you know, even teaching techniques.
It makes our kids want to be part of it. It makes the parents want their kids to be part of it.
Culmination of the work that you've done all year to prepare them, and they get a huge payoff.
I like to sing to let out my feelings.
voice inside of us that wants to get out.
There's so much power by unifying all those voices together from all different backgrounds. There were times when I literally just stood behind my kids and I saw them making music and they're loving their lives. It tore me to shreds.
No matter where you're from, what you look like, no, what you do, singing can just bring everyone together.
Get to build a community of thousands of young people that believe in the power of music.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime type of experience for any teacher that may not know whether they want to do it or not, do it.
I don't want to do anything.
So if you local school districts have been participating for a few years, Mr. Pinella made a special invitation for Manasquan School District, Elementary School, and the Sending Districts all to be a part of this. So I know the music teachers and the chorus teachers are coordinating all of this and looks to be a great event. Whether you're a great singer or you just do your best, looks like it'll be a, you know, an exciting night and event. For those students, and I believe the grades are second grade through eighth grade, so we're looking forward to that. But thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Students in the month. Ready? Yep.
So each board meeting outside the business of schools, Manasquan Board of Education recognizes the accomplishments of its students and its teachers. So we're going to continue that tonight. We typically start off with honoring our high school students of the month. Our freshman student of the month is Jack Brown. Jack, come on up. Jack is a member of the Academy of Finance, STEM Academy, and he is a student council representative. Jack is on the varsity swim team and the freshman soccer team. Outside of school, Jack plays club soccer and club swimming. Jack volunteers with the Rotary, the Historic Allaire Village, the VFW Retired Flag Box Project, and the Flags of Ireland Society. Jack's favorite subject is English. His favorite teacher is Mrs. Martucci, because she is well organized and she pushes each student to do their best. Jack, would you like to, every month we ask the students of the month to say something nice about their favorite teacher, so.
Well, I'd like to thank Mrs. Martucci. She's been a great teacher and she's like always helped me along.
All right, Jack. Jack.
Yeah.
Like the embarrassing or sorry, but Manasquan High School sophomore student of the month is Alexander Lipitsky. In school, Alexander is a member of the Environmental Club, Rally Cat Club, and the soccer team. I don't think Alex can come tonight. So, but outside of school, Alexander enjoys playing soccer, snowboarding, and surfing. He also completes volunteer work with the Rally Cat Club. Alexander's favorite subject is psychology. His favorite teacher is Mr. Sabakul, because he is the new soccer coach and he has a great sense of humor. Round of applause for Manasquan High School Junior Student of the Month, Kelly Sitar. Ellie, come on up. Ellie School is a member of the Environmental Club, Welcome Warriors, Rally Cat, National Honor Society, and Spanish National Honor Society. She is also on the field hockey and lacrosse teams. Outside of school, Ellie enjoys hanging out with friends, going to the beach, playing lacrosse, and playing with her dogs. Ellie also volunteers at the Militia Museum in Seeker. Ellie's favorite subject is Principles of Biomedical Science. Her favorite teacher is Mr. Maughan, because he has helped her make her a better writer. Mr. Maughan always makes class fun and exciting, and helps his students think deeply about the interesting text read in class. I know a lot of kids talk about Mr. Maughan. What else can you say about him?
I would say his class is really interesting,
and
he's a really good teacher.
Okay, I'm gonna put you on the spot again. I keep seeing this rally cap. What is, I know what it is, but can you tell everybody what rally cap is?
It's where you go up to school one day a week and you play with a special needs kid and you play sports and you help them learn more about sports.
Okay, that's a new club that developed that of a program outside of school, so I'm imagining that's a great event to do that. So
yeah.
Well, congratulations. Let's take a picture. Manasquan High School Senior Student of the Month, Juliana Martell. Juliana? Juliana is a member of the National Honor Society, Spanish National Honor Society, co-president, Math National Honor Society, Model UN, Mock Trial, the Welcome Warriors, and the Key Club. She is also on the varsity soccer team and is a manager for the varsity basketball team. Outside of school, Juliana has worked at Maine Scoop Creamery for 4 years. She also volunteers as a math tutor. Juliana's favorite subject is AP Calculus BC. I know it's in our book. I don't know anything about it. She could probably tell us. Her favorite teacher is Mrs. Canonico, because she has helped her grow a passion for math. Mrs. Canonico is always willing to answer questions or provide additional help so her students fully understand the material. Not only is she an excellent math teacher, but she also cares about the future of her students and provides guidance when possible. We're going to talk about Mrs. Canonico in a minute. But I want to tell you, I saw you made your college choice. Why don't you tell everybody where you're going?
I will be attending University of Virginia.
And what will you be doing? Which is even more fantastic. What will you be majoring in?
Engineer.
So we... before at board meetings, we've made a real effort to encourage young women at our school to seek out a degree in engineering once they leave us through Project Lead the Way, and also taking classes like AP Calculus BC. And I know you have a very special teacher. Why don't you tell us about Mrs. Canonico?
Ms. Canonico is a great teacher because she knows so much about math, and she's always there to help her students whenever possible. And yeah. Combined with her math and her personality, she's just a wonderful teacher. And
tonight we honor Manasquan High School Teacher of the Month, Cheryl Canonico. Mrs. Canonico, what can you tell us about Juliana?
Juliana, I've had her for 3 years, all 3 years that I've been teaching at Manasquan. She's an excellent student, a very hard worker, determined to do the best she can, and never gives up, and she's pretty, just an all-around good person, too.
And I wanted, I wanted to congratulate you. You've come on board the last few years from the East Brunswick school system. You've been a welcome addition to the staff, especially teaching some of the high-end class like calculus, AB, BC. What is the difference when a student takes like a calculus BC than the typical senior math class? Like, why is that important for someone like Julia?
Well, especially if you're going into the engineering field, and my background is in engineering, it really prepares you for the level of courses that you're going to take in college. So you're ready to think at the college level when you get there. So it's a nice, easy transition, hopefully, when you get there.
And there's potential, depending on how she does on the test, that she can bypass some freshman entry.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, depending on the college, depending on the major, yes, you can place out of, get credit for calc courses in college, so you don't have to repeat them there.
Okay. How about a round of applause? For Manasquan Elementary Student of the Month is Danny D'Arcy. Danny? In school, Danny is a member of the New Jersey Honor Society. He has earned high honor roll and is a member of the Manasquan wrestling team. Outside of school, Danny wrestles for Triumph Wrestling, plays baseball for Aces, and is a member of the Underground Strength Gym. Danny is also active at St. Catherine's Church. Danny's favorite subject is math. His favorite teacher is Mr. Gordon, because as a new student in eighth grade, Mr. Gordon went out of his way to welcome Danny and make him feel comfortable in school. Mr. Gordon shares Danny's interests and is always there to talk, which has made a big difference. He likes baseball, right?
Football too.
Can you get him on the wrestling mat? Congratulations. And anything else you wanted to say about Mr. Gordon, or you're a pretty new student here? What do you like about Manasquan?
I would like to thank Mr. Gordon for always being here to talk to me about football or whatever and welcome me into this new school.
And how did you get involved in wrestling? Because that's become a big hit here at Manasquan.
I've always been a wrestler, and right when I saw they had a program here, I decided to jump right in. Just happy to wrestle for them.
And you're going to come. Nice one. Wrestle for Coach Borowski. Congratulations. Let's take a look. And we'd like to honor tonight Manasquan Elementary School Teacher of the Month, Brennan Gordon. Mr. Gordon, it sounds like you ran across Danny and introduced yourself. What could you tell us about him since you've met him?
He's a great kid. We crossed paths in the lunchroom when I had cafeteria duty, and my favorite football team had lost the day before, and I came in and he heckled me immediately. And so from
obviously
that day
you're
on,
a Dallas Cowboys fan?
No, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, but from that day on, anytime the Bills lost a game, I was dreading going into school on Monday because Danny was going to let me have it. But he's a great kid. He has a unique ability for an eighth grader to be able to have all the full conversation with adults, which is kind of rare nowadays with social media and cell phones. Like, everyone's always looking down there. Sits there and holds a full conversation.
Well, congratulations. Keep up the good work. This is an incredible accomplishment. I don't know if any of you were runners out there. I know my sister was an accomplished track athlete. She ran this event, and she used to tell me this is the most difficult thing, race to run in a track event. It's the 800 meters, and tonight we're honoring Chris Reyes because he was the 800 meter Group 2 Central Jersey state champion. Congratulations, Chris. For the 800 meters, I'm gonna put you on the spot. So I'm thinking 100 meters, you just run as fast as you can. And then the mile, you try to run kind of fast, but you know, at a pace where you have a little kick at the end. How in the world do you train for 800 meters?
I mean, my coach is really experienced. Definitely go to some dark places running that race. it's all out.
It's not great. It's very grueling to train for this race. You run like three quarters of it, and then all of a sudden, you know, you got another 200 meters, and everyone's yelling.
Yeah.
So this is a great accomplishment, and that's a great time. Congratulations. I wish you the best of luck. Great job. Now we're going to honor the Manasquan High School girls tennis team. Overall record 15-5. We were going to do it in the fall, but all of the tennis players are so busy with other sports. We found that tonight in between sports was the best time to catch up with them. So we'll ask Coach Ritchie to come on up. They were Constitution Division champs. They were the Haddonfield Invitational champions, and they got third place in the Monmouth County tournament. A great, successful season overall. Coach Ritchie, you want to come on up? I know he was here before. Coach, I just want to thank you, too, for your dedication. You know, you coach girls tennis. You're having a long day. You taught a full day at school. The boys' tennis team is out there practicing already. You had that. And then you went, because you're still an assistant coach with our boys' basketball team.
Yep.
And then you're here tonight getting recognized with the girls' tennis team. So thank you for your dedication. It's a long night. And you know, we just appreciate everything you do as a coach and an educator.
Thank you.
Okay. Assistant coach is Ann McCutcheon. Coach is not here. All right, when we call you up, girls' tennis team, please come on up, get your certificate. And if you could just remain up here for a team picture, that would be great. First tennis player is Eden Amorelli. Sophia Arbite. Sadie DePasquale. Summer Evanesh. Bella Jackwitz. Megan Liggett. Anna Lysoff, Logan McCarthy, Grace McLaughlin, Cassidy Murray, Sadie Nolan, Ellen Olmet, and Grayson Walsh. Manasquan girls tennis team, congratulations.
Thank you.
We are also recognizing the Manasquan High School boys swim team, overall record 11-2, ASAP division champions for the 11th consecutive year. Craig Huron, please come up. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Summer Smith, assistant coach. Logan Batar. Jonathan Brown. John Bryant. Connor Cole. Jeff Cooper. Devin Davey. Joe Gettlinger. Gianni Cantino. Richard Grasso, Dean Healy, Luke Johnson, Miles Klein, Charles Krauss, Christian LaForge, Michael Lafredo, Bennett Mayer, Ethan McDermott, Dylan DeMallon, Michael McLaughlin, Michael Murphy, Logan Nielsen, Desmond Mizzullo, James O'Toole, Richard DeCorney, Jack Bowling, Devin Santos, Brady Schlatter, Caleb Swiggin, Declan White, Connor Williams, Manasquan High School boys swim team.
Some of the taller guys get
the back, I'll get
there from you.
Coach Ward,
remember we like it. Coach Ward, Coach Ward. Coach Ward. Okay.
I'll share it. I'll share it.
Guys, if you could stay up here for 1 minute. Mr. Lafredo, if I could borrow something you said to me when your children became involved in swimming, that the swim teams at Manasquan High School are the best kept secret in Manasquan. That has to do with our competitors, but it really has to do with Craig Nero. He's been coach of the team for nearly 25 years, 25 seasons. How many?
27.
And, you know, he accomplished this year 500 wins as a coach. That means you've been around a long time. And that also means that you're pretty good at what you do. So, you know, Mr. Muir, on behalf of everyone here at the Manasquan School District, I just want to congratulate you on what you do. And congratulations on 500 wins. And come on up here. I know you don't like being in the front, but Mrs. Pollock has something to read to you.
Resolution proclaiming Craig Muir Day. Whereas Mr. Craig Muir has dedicated
27 years of exemplary service in Massillon High School swimming program. And whereas Coach Marin's commitment, leadership, and passion for the sport have inspired countless student athletes, fostering an environment of success, sportsmanship, and dedication. And whereas under Coach Marin's guidance, the Manasquan High School swimming program has achieved remarkable success, both individually and as a team, earning him the distinction of becoming the first coach in the program's history to achieve 500 wins. And whereas Coach Marin's achievements exemplify the values of perseverance, discipline, and teamwork, and he has become a cherished and respected figure in the community, positively impacting not only the students he coaches, but also the entire school and local community. And whereas the Manasquan Board of Education recognizes the significance of Coach Marin's milestone and seeks to honor him for his remarkable contributions to the school, the students, and the sport of swimming. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Manasquan Board of Education hereby proclaims Wednesday, March 12, 2025, as Craig Marin Day, in recognition of his outstanding achievement of 500 career wins as head coach of the Manasquan High School swimming program. And be it further resolved that the Board of Education expresses its sincere congratulations to Coach Craig Marin for his dedication, leadership, and commitment to excellence in coaching and in the lives of the students he has mentored. And be it further resolved that a copy of this resolution be presented to Coach Marin as a token of appreciation and recognition of his significant accomplishments, adopted this 11th day of March 2025 by the Manasquan Board of Education.
To start with the program the very first year, and you know, 27 years later, I never imagined that I'd win 500 with the team, or this program would be so successful. But I'm very, very thankful. Coach Ward has been with me for a long time. She's one of the original swimmers, and she's been a tremendous part of this program, and just as important as I have been to it. And I know I'm just kind of rambling, but I want to thank my family, because as you can imagine, it's a lot of sacrifice for 27 years not to be around. So their support and their willingness to listen to me every time I say that my team's not going to be as good as they were last year. And then we end up winning 11 straight divisional championships with the boys or with the girls. It's really, I'm really, truly blessed. And, you know, as my role changed here from teacher to supervisor to an assistant principal, to still be able to coach is really a testament to the board's dedication to this team and to me. And it can't be overstated how proud I am of them and how lucky I am to be the coach at Manasquan. So, Kim, thanks for making me talk. Everyone else, there's a big cake over there. I did see that. So please dig in. But everyone, thank you so much, and the board, thank you so much for not making me work on March 12th for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
pleased.
Okay, it's not Craig Mirren Day until we vote on the resolution, so. Can we have a vote?
We need a motion.
Can I have a motion for Craig Mirren Day?
Yes.
Mr. Serino, Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mr. Carnahan?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mrs. Kavanaugh?
Yes.
Mr. D'Ambrosio?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mrs. Malone?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollak?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
We're going to break for a few minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, to enjoy Craig Mirren cake.
I recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined committee of the whole and regular public meeting and the closed executive session February 4th, 2025, and the special Board of Education meeting February 4th, 2025. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exist. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes?
Yes.
Mr. Serino? Mrs. Bassone? Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Carnahan?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Ms. Kavanaugh?
Yes.
Mr. D'Ambrosio?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mrs. Malone?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollak?
Yes.
Mrs. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
Got your name?
Public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right for its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. In order to ensure all members of the public who wish to participate are afforded a timely and orderly opportunity to do so, the board may not answer questions posed by those making comments. The board may address questions posed during this period once all members of the public wishing to speak have done so. The board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to be heard? Would anyone like to be heard on items that are not on this agenda? Seeing no one, we can move to the discussion items. The first of which is the curriculum committee report. The curriculum committee held a meeting on February 27th. It was attended by both administrators and several board members. Mr. Goodall gave an update on the GoTeach Consultants report. There will be a meeting with the administrators and administrator training with GoTeach on March 25th. Mr. Kokoda provided an update on the programs at the high school. Mrs. Paleo showed the video that the board and attendees got to see tonight on the introduction of the American Voices program into the MES music program. Mrs. Vanetta discussed Project Lead the Way at the middle school. Mrs. Kenny gave information about scheduling for next year, and Mr. Coppola provided information on the summer curriculum writing, as well as generally the in-service for teachers on March 5th. And Mrs. Zimino gave an update on Unified Sports and the success of that program and dynamic learning maps. In addition, Mr. Kokoda confirmed that they have gotten enough participants at this point for the International Baccalaureate program that we do hope to run that program next year.
And that was the extent of the meeting. It was about an hour and a half long.
Mr. Dibble, will you give a report on the Strategic Planning Committee?
Sure.
Thanks.
We had our first meeting regarding the development of our 5-year strategic plan on Wednesday, March 5th. I was shocked at the attendance because there was a torrential rainstorm that evening. My umbrella blew away. Anyway, we had 36 community members attend the meeting. We had the school give an overview of the state of the school by various administrators, and then the group engaged in developing a list of our strengths and challenges. We're scheduled for 2 more meetings on Tuesday, March 25th, and Thursday, April 10th, where we will create a common vision, identify goals, and develop objectives to achieve those goals for the strategic plan. Mr. Goodall, if you have anything else to add?
No, I thought the evening went very well. It's a nice representation of the community, which is what you want. And we did a lot of work, got a lot accomplished, so looking forward to the next session.
Any other questions? Thank you.
And Jesse, with CUSAC, we had a report, a corrective action plan we had to do.
Sure. So just a brief background on chronic absenteeism. This is a standard that's set by the state through statute and regulation that states that any student who is absent more than 10% of the days of the school year, and keep in mind these are state excused absences, so some of you remember a couple years back I did a little primer on like what's a state excused absence versus a local excused absence. Any student who has more than 10% of those state state absences for the school year is considered chronically absent. That's just the fairly arbitrary standard they set. If more than 10% of the school's population is in that more than 10% absence category, that means that the school has to put together a corrective action plan to address chronic absenteeism. So Dr. Kokoda and his team put together a pretty comprehensive plan that you guys should have seen in the Friday packet and is on the agenda for approval tonight. As part of that, it's also required to have a parent survey that just kind of surveys general impressions about reasons that students might be absent. So I think after the board adopts the plan tonight, probably in the next week or so, the high school will be putting that out to parents, and then that goes along moving forward. The high school, so this is based on last year's numbers, the high school was at 13.9%, so just slightly over that 10% threshold. I would note this is a pretty common thing. A lot of schools are in this category. Where the 10% comes from, I don't know. It's a number that the state set as the standard. So this is fairly common, but of course we want to, have our students in school as much as possible. So putting that action plan in place will both make us compliant and hopefully trend us toward getting below that threshold. Thank you.
Okay. Personnel, we'll do an executive session. Anything on policy, Mr. Place?
Not this month.
Dr. Crowley, finance?
Yeah, brief report on finance and an update on the construction. We'll start with finance. Today is the first formal action that we'll recommend the board take on the budget for the 25-26 school year. It's the tentative budget approval, which is number 33 in your agendas. Tonight, I'll just do a very high-level brief discussion about what took place and what's going to take place. We do have scheduled our public hearing on May 6th, which is going to be when we get into real detail about what went into the budget, what programs are going to be supported next year. We'll have our department heads here to present on their specific issues and things. But tonight is the approval of the tentative budget. So this is basically your approval for me to send it to the county for a compliance review. Over the next month, the county business office will review it, get back to me with any recommendations they may have, and or just approve it, and then we'll have it on for the May 6th public hearing. Again, some high-level things. The budget represents an increase of 2.63% from this school year, which we think we worked hard to streamline and make the budget as efficient as we possibly could. We think that's pretty reasonable, an increase given the increases in salaries and the increases in the cost of health benefits. The other new number I wanted to touch on is the regular ed tuition rate, which is a point of focus certainly for the sending districts, administration and representatives, and generally boards of education. We're seeing that increase 5.8% this year, which is about what our target was, given a decrease in sending district enrollment of 3-4%. We typically, it's a loose calculation, but we typically say if we're decreasing in population, you take the 2% increase in costs and you add the decrease in population to that 2%, and that's roughly where you should wind up without a significant increase in spending. So that 5.8% represents basically a 2% increase in spending, adjusted by that decrease in enrollment for the per capita adjustment. Does anyone have any questions about the budget and what took place in the last 6 months in my office? Okay, thank you. And then on the construction front, we're hopefully nearing the conclusion of a couple major areas. Since I last saw you, the floors were poured in the locker rooms, all four locker rooms on both sides of the street. We're getting furniture delivered in those spaces on Friday, so we're hoping the majority of the spring season we'll be able to enjoy those spaces once they get punch listed out and the furniture is delivered and assembled. We also have the science lab, which is about 95% done across the street. That's the only other instructional area that's going to be open before next school year. Again, that we're just working on plumbing in some of the furniture and put some finishing touches on that room, and we're hoping before we meet you next month, that'll be open and being enjoyed by our elementary school. So that's the update on construction. We're starting to wrap some things up, which is exciting, and we hope to see some more progress in the next month.
Okay. Superintendent's report. We have a enrollment of 1,398 students. The high school has 921. The elementary school has 477. We are reporting out they completed at the high school all four of their safety drills required in January and February. We had bus evacuations, which we are required to do back in January. And the elementary school also conducted their safety drills for January and the month of February. We're reporting out that the high school had no report for the month for harassment, intimidation, and bullying. And the elementary school had one incident, and we had one confirmed HIV from that incident. And just again, I wanted to congratulate Craig Murin, and he just does an incredible job. I think all of us in the room agree. And it was a special night doing that for him. And I appreciate the board's support in doing that for him. So he's a valued member of our staff. And most importantly, he's a great teacher in the classroom outside of being a great coach. So congratulations again, Mr. Murin. Any questions or concerns? And that's the superintendent's report.
I recommend approval and acceptance of the superintendent's report. I have a motion. Mr. D'Ambrosio, Mr. Lopretto. Ms. Pizzola?
Yes.
Mr. Carnahan?
Yes.
Mr. Cattani?
Yes.
Ms. Kavanaugh?
Yes.
Mr. D'Ambrosio? Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lopretto?
Yes.
Mrs. Malone?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie? Does anyone need anything separated out on the Manasquan general items, numbers 15 through 20? Can I have a motion for items 15 to 20? Mr. Passan? Mr. Serena? Anybody have any questions on those items? Mrs. Passan?
Yes.
Mr. Cattani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lafretta?
Yes.
Mrs. Malone?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serena?
Yes.
Carrie? Does anyone need anything separated out on the Manasquan Sending Districts, items numbers 21 to 37?
Just one question. We go to Spring Lake and Beale.
Gough?
They've never gotten lost in Manasquan?
They have. They used to play at Manasquan. I'm not heavily involved in that decision. I'm not sure how they arrived at what course they'll play, but I know they've had Manasquan as a home course. I know they've had Del Air as a home course.
How did they get to deal?
Bus.
Bus.
But are we, in other words, we're proving tonight that the student body uses, the golf team uses deal at Spring Lake, but they also use other courses, or we don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, they won't use. They might use those courses as away courses if another high school is using
not
those courses.
Courses. But as our standard courses.
These are our home courses for the school year. Yes.
And I guess the question is, only because Manasquan's right here.
I don't have an answer for that. We'd have to ask Don about that. I don't know how to.
I'll get you the answers. It's not, I don't believe it's anything negative towards the district or anything.
It just deals with height.
Yep.
Nice question.
Can I have a motion for the Massapequa Extending District's items numbers 21 to 37? Mrs. Bassone? Mr. Patani? Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Carnahan?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Ms. Kavanaugh?
Yes.
Mrs. D'Ambrosio?
Yes.
Mr. Diddle?
Yes.
Mr. LaFredo?
Yes.
Mrs. Malone?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollak?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie? Does anyone have any old or new business they'd like to discuss? Can I have a motion to adjourn to executive session?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone, Mr. Serino, all in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Mr. Serino, Mr. D'Ambrosio? All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Boltman? Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Carnahan?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Ms. Kavanaugh?
Yes.
Mr. D'Ambrosio?
Yes.
Mr. Diddle?
Yes.
Mr. LaFredo?
Yes.
Mrs. Malone?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino? Ms. Pollak?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Do you have a form? Can I have a motion for the Massapequa Personnel items number 41? Mrs. Bassone? Mrs. Malone? Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Diddle?
Yes.
Mr. LaFredo?
Yes.
Mrs. Malone?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollak?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie? I have a motion for the Massapequa Sending District's personnel item number 42.
Yes.
Mr. LaFredo? Mr. Serino? Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Carnahan?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. Kavanaugh?
Yes.
Mr. D'Ambrosio?
Yes.
Mr. Diddle?
Yes.
Mr. LaFredo?
Yes.
Mrs. Malone?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollak?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mr. Serino, Mr. Diddle, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you again, everyone.